Moose Jaw Warriors forward Landon McFadden came into training camp looking to improve on what he showed the team last season, and it's safe to say it's been mission accomplished through the first 3 days of action. Now it's just a matter of maintaining that level and staking his position as a bona fide Western Hockey League player. McFadden scored a pair of goals in the final scrimmage of main camp on Saturday afternoon and was one of the best players on the ice at times as his Team Black rolled to a 7-2 win over Team White at the Moose Jaw Event Center. The game was good, it's the fourth game of the weekend so I'm building more confidence as I go here and it's all gone really well so far, McFadden said. The Edmonton native came into rookie camp having been through the whole song and dance before, and that helped with getting settled in this time around. It showed on the ice, too, as he scored goals in each of the first two scrimmages and was one of the top scorers out of rookie camp. It certainly doesn't get any easier when you factor in the established WHL veterans, though, and while McFadden wasn't able to pot a goal in the 3-on-3 game or the scrimmage earlier in the day, finishing things off with a pair was a positive. It's definitely another level, said McFadden, who got his first full taste of the WHL last season when he was called up for 3 games over Christmas, going without a point in that span. They're big and fast and strong and really make you think, but at the end of the day you have to stick to your game and your flow and it should all work out. McFadden, the Warriors' fourth-round pick in the 2022 WHL entry draft, suited up for OHA Edmonton in the Canadian Sports School Hockey League U18 Prep Division and put up 20 goals and 39 points in 30 games last season. An offseason spent working on his game helped foster improvements, but there's always the matter of stepping up and performing when the time comes. You still have to prove why you're here, why they picked you and why they signed you, McFadden said. I wanted to show the young guys in rookie camp what it's going to be like in the future, and show the older guys that I'm here to try and make the team. Tate Schofer, one of McFadden's linemates, also scored twice for Team Black, while Jagger Furkus had a pair of goals and Eric O'Leary added a single marker. Pavel McKenzie and Josh Hoekstra scored for Team White. Things were far more tight-checking in the morning scrimmage, as Team White battled to a 2-1 win. McKenzie and Mason Karakochuk had the goals for the victors, Ethan Semeniuk scored for Team Black. Things wrap up on Sunday with a practice at 10:30 a.m., followed by the Black-White Intrasquad game at 12 p.m. Admittance to the Moose Jaw Event Center is by donation to the Canadian Mental Health Association.